Hello.
Hello. Oh, there you are. I was afraid for a moment that you had forgotten your appointment. Why, you almost scared me to death. And that room, too, after all the pains I've taken care of you. You want to do me, don't you? I'm your host on behalf of the Making of Starters Series. And you're to be my guest tonight in the mysterious circle of the Inner Sanctum. Come in, friend, won't you? Thank you. I think I can describe. Good. You've become accustomed to the dim lights this morning. Don't get too comfortable, because we'll have you out of that chair with strange and strange today. You're on our side, aren't you? Then you'd better be. But don't worry. Instead of the arch criminal pointing us, we're going to haunt them. We're going to scare the dim lights out of them. Yes. Welcome, then, friends. Welcome to the mysterious circle of the Inner Sanctum. And listen to as weird and strange a tale as ever was told. The amazing death of Mrs. Putnam. The night of evening, a light falls on a certain room in the room with a large room in the suddenly, a servant with telephone ringing turns the door, so let us to the telephone.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello, operator. This is Jeff Hansen, police headquarters. Place the call that just came through to us.
Honey, that's funny, Jeff.
Did you hear what I heard, Porcoon?
I sure did, unless you both had the same dream.
Hold it, Porcoon. Jeff? Yes, operator. Hansen, Jeff Hansen. Jeff? That's 12. Like the sound, Porcoon?
Yes, sir.
Yes. The Putnam House, Maple Street. Thank you very much.
The Putnam House?
Yeah.
Say, that's the first time in centuries we've heard that name in a police department.
Come on, Porky. Someone in that house is in great danger. We've got to get there and quickly. Put your foot all the way down, Jeff.
What's all the excitement, Jeff? It's just another murder case or something. You get them wholesale.
Maybe you're right, Uncle.
You're too jumpy lately, Jeff. What's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing. Just on edge.
You ought to get married. Then you'd have so many other troubles, you wouldn't have time to think of yourself. You know, everybody should get married. At least once.
Especially you, Porky.
Oh, I'd get married tomorrow if I knew a girl who loved me for myself alone.
Keep your eyes on the road, Mr. Spike, for the love, Lord.
All right. I forgive you for the crap. Now, look, Jeff. You and me is a great detective. Only you can solve everything but the mysteries of the heart. So what does nature do? Nature endows me with the wisdom which you ain't got in that department. Ain't nature wonderful? Telling you to straighten out your amours. Now, first of all, you got to learn to treat love right.
This is Maple Street, Porky.
Oh, okay. I'll take up the lessons of love where I left off later.
Pull up this club, Lord. Here we are. That's us.
Right, Jeff. It's a pretty old house. It ain't exactly a haunted place, but a ghost can feel at home here.
Tell me, silly, this house is fairly modern. What are you wondering about?
Yeah, I'm counting the stairs. Don't you think he enjoys everything?
Now, remember, keep your eyes open and your mouth shut.
You know how reliable I am, Jeff.
Yeah, I do.
Yes?
If I'm police headquarters.
One moment, please. You can't come in like that.
No, I'm Williamson.
Yes, Miss Lewis.
Come in, please.
Thank you, Miss.
My name is Jeff Hanson. This is Ed Lamb, better known as Porky.
I know something.
I'll go with Porky.
Did you see me with something, Porky?
Yes.
Yes, how did you find out so soon?
We had a telephone call.
From whom?
It was a woman, and I believe she said her name is Putnam.
Oh, no. Did you get this call?
Only 2 minutes ago. The woman screamed that she was being murdered. She cried out for help.
Oh, yeah. What in heaven are you talking about? My wife is dead.
Dead?
Yes. She died 2 hours ago.
Her name was Mrs. Putnam?
Yes, Martha Putnam.
You say your aunt died 2 hours ago?
Yes.
But you received a phone call for help only 20 minutes ago.
That's impossible. Are you sure the call came from here?
It says to your number. Besides, I believe the woman said her name is Mrs. Putnam. Isn't that right, Porky?
Yes, it sounded like it.
This is somebody's idea of hell. It's so well, the dead man, 2 hours.
Lois, you should work. You have to go to yours.
I will, Doctor. She's known from police headquarters.
Yes.
This is Dr. Holliday.
Doctor?
Detective Hanson, did you say?
Oh, Jeff Anderson. This is Ed Lamb.
Hi, Doc.
What a strange thing to do on such a day.
It's just a strange phone call back to the house, Doctor. Somebody screamed for help.
Thanks, Miss Thomas. Yes. Thank you. I didn't do it. Perhaps we made a mistake. However, we're forced to sort of look around. Please forgive us, Miss Putnam.
Whatever you like.
Thank you. We'll just punch you better while, don't we?
I'll be all right,
sir. Porgy, I want you to make a thorough search of the house and don't let anything go unnoticed.
You're right, sir.
Doctor?
Yes, Dr. Miller. What is it?
If you don't mind, Doctor, I'd like to ask you a question.
Please,
go on. What caused Mrs. Putnam's death?
The causes of her death were quite nicely. A blood clot, large itself in the veins of her heart. She may have asserted clothes, coronary, thrombosis.
How many members are there in the family?
Well, there's Lois and Mrs. Putnam's brother. He's very ill and is quite afraid.
Is there anyone else?
Yes, there's Joel Adams, the gardener. He lives in the back of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
One of the butler has been with Mrs. Putnam for years.
Mm-hmm. Would you mind, Doctor, if I looked at Mrs. Putnam?
If you would,
just
follow me.
The pattern is a mystery, isn't it? The same telephone call late at night. A woman calls for help, a dog barks, two shots ring out, and then a police drives to the house. She finds that the woman died of natural causes 2 hours earlier. And you don't know that, my friend. Oh, have no fear for the day of ghostly voices from the dead and the day of such a shocking attack. Is it? Huh? Thank you.
Why do you keep this door locked? Those simply goes right under the screen. The rest of the pipe's gone.
Oh. What's the matter with your hand, Doctor?
You didn't find it.
You like yourself?
This is just a coincidence. While cutting some doors, I slipped my hand and fled rather excuseless.
I'm sorry for all this inconvenience, but in my business, it's wiser to check on everything.
I understand. You looked for John about him, not for him?
No. No, I don't think so. She looks rather natural for a corpse. Let it go?
Yes.
May I see the butler now?
Yes, just possible. We're going to get you know.
Yes, I see him. I'd like to talk to the others, too.
I have been texting with Lois Fulton. She's quite broken up. She was attached to the old man.
Of course.
Did you ring for me, Dr. Holloway?
Yes, Williamson. Detective Cranston is to test you.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll take a look at Lois.
Quite all right, Doctor.
Yes.
Your name is Williamson, I gathered.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been working for Mrs. Putnam?
32 years.
A long time, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
By the way, did you hear any odd noises or screaming this evening?
No, sir.
You did hear two shots, though, didn't you?
No, sir.
You're not frightened, are you, Williamson?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am. This house isn't what it seems on the outside.
Oh?
No, it's fully hated. Everyone hated Mrs. Putnam, and she hated all of us. The Lord found vengeance. She didn't deserve to live.
There wasn't a time for me.
Who killed her?
The devil took her.
Who fired those two shots?
Lightning struck twice.
Where is the dog?
In Hades, little bastard.
Don't take your feeling, Williamson, by avoiding my question. Take me to Mr. Putnam's room.
Yes, sir. It's right here. That very window. Shall I knock?
No. No, you may go.
Yes, sir. Who is it?
I'm sorry to intrude. Are you Mr. Putnam?
Who are you?
Detective Hanson, police headquarters.
Police, sir. What are you doing in my house?
I thought the house belonged to your sister.
It belongs to me now. What business is it of yours? She asked it to me the other day, too.
Mr. Putnam, did anything unusual happen to your sister earlier this evening? I mean, at the Bunnell?
Yes, that was never real in her life.
Would there be any reason for anyone murdering her?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. She killed each and every one of us. You and yours left us and your fiancé many years ago. You made me into the ass I am in a cruel time and a devil's disposition. He was responsible for the death of the gardener's wife long ago. He hasn't done a kind thing in her life. If she's been murdered, then I'll find good reason.
Is it possible that all of you have given her cause to treat her that way?
Don't you dare say that. You stupid foolish maniac. She didn't know that. Get out of my room! Get out of my house! Get out of my
room! I'm sorry, Mr. Putnam. I didn't mean to upset you. I'll go now.
Yeah. Hey, Jack.
Yes, what is?
Hey, I've been looking for you.
Yes?
Yeah, I've been all over the house. I checked on everything. 15 rooms, 19 windows, 8 beds, 3 fireplaces, and 3 bathrooms.
And nothing was suspicious?
No. You think maybe there was some mistake, Jack?
I don't know. A phone call being traced here is absolute. They never make a mistake. But her voice and her death almost 2 hours before we got the call is... That's a strange. Must be something stumped.
Did you talk to everyone?
I'd like to talk to the gardener. But right now, we'll pretend that everything's all right. But we made a mistake. We'll drive away and then come back later.
You mean the little man fell off his head?
That's right, Parker. I've got a hunch that we're up against a case of... stranger than any we've ever known or heard of. Get in the car, Wilson, and don't look back.
Not yet.
And I want them to think you were even slightly suspicious. Maybe watching it from the window. Throw on your lights and get the car started.
Yep. What's
that? Don't know. Just look over there.
Yes. Yeah.
That's straight in the beam of the light.
Wow. What do you mean?
In the garden. That mound of earth.
Looks kind of bright.
Right.
Oh, no. You think maybe somebody fell down there?
We'll soon find out. Drive the car down a few blocks. We'll come back home swiftly and very quietly.
Not so loud, Mitchell.
Don't let me off.
Just listen. How much sleep are we going to take, Jeff?
The earth is still soft. We haven't reached what we're after.
What are we after?
No sooner.
Do you think the old lady might be buried here and the body in the house of somebody else?
I don't know.
Hey, Jeff. Huh? Jeff, I hit something fine with my shovel. Feels like a body.
All right. Don't use the shovel anymore. Too big with our hands. Talking to your wife. It is a body.
Yeah, it feels like it's wrapped up in a rug of some kind.
All right. Get a grip on it.
We'll pull it up. Okay. Let's go.
The dog.
The dog. We heard barking on the phone.
Then there was something. And that woman's voice did come from this house. They killed the dog and the woman, too. Mm-hmm.
functioning, Mr. Fine? Wondering about the strange death of Mrs. Putnam? Is that your hair doing it? Well, it doesn't need to be frightened. You don't know how old fashioned it is to stop like this suddenly and leave you in midair wondering about the outcome of the story. Oh, are you in midair? Good. Good. Well, I'm sure you everything will come out all right. We won't let you down. And this is as good a time as any to remind you of someone else who won't let you down. When you see this Carter's little bit of you know, don't feel good. Try Carter's little liver pills. They'll do the work of calomel, but have no calomel in them. So they are simple pills, made of vegetable drugs. They work up the flow of one of our most vital digestive juices. When this vital juice flows at the rate of 2 times a day, it helps you digest our food and bring back the glorious feeling that goes with regularity. Then most folks feel like happy days are there again. But we soon get the genuine Carter's little liver pills. Now let's solve tonight's inner sanctum mystery. Where were we? Yes. Jensen's corpse had just unearthed the body of a dog.
The dog we heard barking on the phone.
Then there were shots, and that woman's voice did come from this house. They killed the dog and the woman, too.
Oh, I've just swallowed a lump that had nails on it yet. Now, what's the idea
throwing me
right into the...
I'm going to the window.
Yeah, but you're
going to
have to throw me right into the grave.
Sorry, you're not helping out. Hold the window. Now, look, you stay here,
Porky.
I'm going in to talk to the gardener. You watch the house. I'll be right back.
You ain't going to leave me here with this dead dog, I am. What do you want?
I'm from police headquarters. You better let me in.
What do you want?
I want some information about that dog that was buried in your garden.
Now, you're crazy.
Who buried it there?
There's no dog in my garden.
Is there a dog in the house?
I don't know.
You'd better answer my questions, Mr. Adams, unless you prefer going to jail.
I don't know anything.
Who killed Mrs. Putnam?
Everybody. Everybody hated her.
What do you mean by that?
Everyone in that house wanted her to die. Her brother cursed her. Even tonight, it poisoned her.
What about you?
Me? I didn't hate her anymore. She promised to leave all her money to me.
Oh? Why?
Well, it was her only sign of repentance.
Why, no other reason?
None that might be your business.
Did you hear any shots in the house this evening?
I was away.
Jeff!
What is it, Porky?
Let's come quick, Jeff.
What happened?
I had a brain. Hurry, Jeff. Hurry. Come on.
You'd better not leave your house, Mr. Adams.
I'll be here.
What's up, Porky?
Open the window.
Huh?
While I'm out here watching the house, I casually count everything. The chairs again. I count the colored bricks and the large bricks, and then I count the windows. Count them, Jeff.
What are you driving at?
Count them, count them. Come on, walk around the house.
Count them.
Two, four,
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20. 20 windows?
What?
Three
skeletons. Wait. 20 windows on the outside, and you said you counted 19 on the inside.
That means that there's one window camouflaged on the inside. There must be a room within a room. Come on, Porky. We're going back inside that house. Only this time, uninvited and unclean.
You think only the room is at the wrong house?
Let's keep trying, Porky. Run your fingers over several inches of wall and furniture.
That's it. That's the thing. Hot, Taylor. I get a splinter in my finger. Why did I ever... But I think I'm ready. Can I kick it?
Get over here. I get one ready. There's a little knob here in back of the street. I think it's the end of the street. Open that needle and go out of the room. There goes.
Come on, Taylor.
You come to kill me, but I'll kill you first. I'll kill you if you come near me.
We haven't come to kill anyone. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Putnam.
What?
Mrs.
Jeff, there's the ghost we needed to top off everything.
And light a match for you.
Oh, there's a candle over there, Jeff.
All right, light it and bring it over here.
Okay.
How do we know that you're telling the truth, that you are Mrs. Putnam?
Heaven knows I am. But I wish I was someone else. I've gone through so much.
If you are Mrs. Putnam, then who is the dead woman downstairs?
The dead woman?
Yes.
He's my cook. You get suddenly ill and died earlier this evening.
Yeah,
I can prove to you that I'm Mrs. Tuckham.
How?
My signature. I stand in the will tonight. They forced me to will everything to them. Oh, you must believe me.
We'll check on that. Was there any shooting in the house this evening?
Yes, yes. They shot my dog while the poor creature was trying to protect me. I called the police to help me. I thought they meant to kill me, but instead they brought me up here to face a living death.
Where the police? Are you, Mrs. Putnam, and we're here to help you.
Thank heaven you do know how they tortured me to make me write a new will.
You say the new will leaves everything to them?
Yes.
In that event, it will be a simple matter to trap them and for you to prove yourself. Have you got the old will?
No, they destroyed it.
Well, it doesn't matter. You tell me the contents of the old will. They'll give themselves away when they hear it read. And now, Mrs. Putnam, about those who tested you. Who are they? I'm grateful to all of you for not objecting to my presence at the reading of this will.
Well, having you here to take the question is best for all of us. You're really glad to for your kindness.
Thank you, Miss Putnam. And now, if all of you don't mind, Dr. Holloway, Mr. Putnam, Williamson, Adams, I'll be brief. Oh, thank you. Will Mr. Putnam share a little closer?
Right, Captain.
I had the court appoint me to see that this will is made valid and legal. Now, this is it. I, Martha Putnam, being of sound mind and body, do hereby cease my entire fortune and all my worldly goods to Joel Adams,
no.
My partner.
Oh, no, you've made a mistake.
Mrs. Lewis. What did you say, Miss Putnam?
That isn't my aunt's last word.
Lewis. No, I must confess, Miss Putnam, that isn't in your aunt's last word.
You didn't mean by reading that. My aunt's last word isn't in me.
You're right, Lewis. I did. In the will you forced me to sign.
No,
Doctor. Yes, Lois, I signed the will leaving everything to you, that's true. But only because you and your darling doctor forced me to. Oh, I never dreamed that my own flesh and blood would be that selfish.
Just a moment, Mrs. Putnam. To force you to steal up your way and bury the pick in your place was entirely my idea. Don't blame Lois.
It was a clever plot, my friends, and it might have worked, but fortunately you made a mistake. By the way, Doctor, does that bandage on your hand cover a nasty bite you got while doing away with the dog?
Yes, it does. I confess to everything, Mr. Gracie, but Mrs. Preston is as much to blame as anyone. Everyone who ever lived in this house hated her. With all the money you had, Mrs. Preston, you never did one decent thing in your whole life. You distrusted everybody and hurt everybody. And so you started to get me out of the way. Fate was kind enough to provide us with more crooks as a means. With no money, we could have gotten something out of life.
You get life now, all right, without her money.
You can relax now, Sam. This story is over. But still, all that part is being formed for our next question in the inner sanctum.
Are you sure?
Yes. But what of it? Didn't the villain a great deal more sadly than you? But thanks to each other sleuthing, everything will be solved. And the general mystery we may be able to solve very quite easily. Now, I don't feel good when you're low and irritable and the whole world looks black and uninviting. Try Carter's little Liverpool. Don't feel good to that depressed feeling that bogs you down. Go to your nearest drugstore right now and ask for general Carter's little Liverpool. Regular size. 25 cents. Yeah, now, we've closed the door to the inner sanctum for another week. Time to go. But spread the word to all our criminals that we shall ride again in our pursuit next week. This is your laughing matter, so then, my friend, so take your tongue out of your teeth. Remember, we'll expect you next week at this same time in the mysterious circle of the inner sanctum. Oh, by the way, you like good mystery stories, so be sure to read this month's inner sanctum mystery, The Case of the Solid Key, by Anthony Larcher. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.